This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli official said on Monday a ceasefire proposal Hamas has accepted was a quote-unquote softened version of Egyptian proposal, which included far-reaching conclusions Israel could not accept. Crowds could be seen celebrating in Rafah, Gaza on Monday evening after Hamas announced that it accepted a ceasefire proposal. The Israeli official who spoke on condition of anonymity said, quote, this would appear to be a ruse intended to make Israel look like the side refusing a deal. Israel's military carried out airstrikes in Rafah on Monday, residents said, hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city where more than a million people have been sheltering. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Hamas-affiliated Al-Aqsa TV said Israel had targeted areas in eastern Rafah near neighborhoods given evacuation orders. This follows an overnight aerial attack on Rafah, where Israeli planes hit 10 houses, killing at least 20 people and wounding several, medical officials said. The Israeli military said it had attacked the site of Sunday's mortar launch that killed four Israeli soldiers, and that it was conducting limited operations on the eastern part of Rafah in response to that mortar strike.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. U.S. university presidents on Monday joined Holocaust survivors and thousands of Israelis for a yearly memorial march at the site of Auschwitz. The March of the Living honors the 6 million Jews killed by Nazi Germany and celebrates the State of Israel. This year's mood of the march was overshadowed by the Israel-Gaza war after the October 7th attack on Israelis, the deadliest violence against Jews since Hitler's regime. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. An American soldier was arrested in Russia and accused of stealing, U.S. officials say. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The officials say the soldier was stationed in South Korea and in the process of returning home to the U.S. Instead, he went to Russia, where he was accused Thursday of stealing, arrested, and remains in custody. The Army says Russia told the U.S., which in turn told the soldier's family. His arrest comes a year after another soldier, Travis King, sprinted into North Korea. He was returned to the U.S. and charged with desertion. It's unclear if the soldier in Russia now is considered AWOL. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's New York criminal trial continued on Monday, with the judge fining the former president another $1,000 over violations of a gag order and warning further violations could land Trump in jail. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
It's not the first time Trump's been held in contempt of court by Justice Juan Merchan, who last week fined Trump $9,000 for the same reason, violating a gag order prohibiting him from making comments about potential witnesses, jurors, or court staff related to his trial. He remains free to criticize the judge and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Trump stands accused of falsifying business records for what prosecutors say was a hush money payment to an adult film star. Trump has pleaded not guilty, denies the affair, calls the prosecution an attempt to undermine his presidential campaign, and on Monday continued to rail against what he's called an unfair gag order.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. USAID, or the United States Agency for International Development, this week launched a $6 million program to support small businesses and financial institutions in northern Kenya that are looking to implement climate-smart practices and enhance their resilience to climate-related challenges. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Residents of 10 northern Kenyan counties heavily depend on their livestock for food and income. Over the years, alternating periods of drought and floods have killed animals, pastures and crops, leaving millions in need of humanitarian assistance. USAID recently set aside $38 million in loans and investments to build up resilience among small businesses in these arid and semi-arid regions. The $6 million of investment announced last week is part of the larger program. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Rescue efforts were underway after two people were killed and dozens remained trapped after a multi-story building under construction collapsed in the South African city of George, authorities said on Monday. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.